Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time. The Score!
Thanks to our guest. Thanks to Patrick Minnelli, also known as Patrick Manley. Thanks to Tim Jenkins. Again, his video is out on YouTube evaluating the film from the Bears game on Sunday. Thanks to our producers, Robbie Triano, Ray Diaz, Brandon Fryer, holding it down for us, Connor O'Donnell, Max Curtis, and Jacob Stutz, our video team. And thanks to Mark Grote and Marshall Harris, a.k.a. Mars Hall Harris.
That's me.
And also, it's nice to see Jason Leisure and Lawrence Holmes in the house. Hey, guys.
Hello. Yeah, Speaks is off today, so Jason is going to hang out and talk Bears with us.
Bears.
Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food at Old Republic.
I just saw, Lawrence, your hilarious Instagram post on the folks at coffee shop, popular coffee shop, getting your name wrong again. In this case, it was Law Ants.
Yeah, that one. This was a new one.
No R?
Laos?
Yeah, this happened many times, am I right?
No R.
It definitely has.
No E and no U, but
other than that, just now they got it right.
No, yeah, because they waited until I tapped in and paid for it, and so then got it right. But this person had asked me for my name, and so this summer has been great. I haven't had to worry about it for the most part, because I've been going to my neighborhood place where they know me and been paying with the app.
They just write the big homie on your...
Something like that. I think I'm just going to have to go back to Lorenzo again. Like, I'm just going to... Because that's my default.
There's no misspelling Lorenzo.
It's difficult to misspell Lorenzo. So I think that's what I'm going to go back to.
Or smart. These people could misspell it. Like, maybe you challenge them with basic names to see if they misspell them.
Yeah. But that's my secondary name when I go and get the coffee.
I like it. Leisure, what's going on, man? It's good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks. My secondary name is Ron Mexico. Continue.
That works.
The best was the jersey. When people had the jerseys that had
And then
Mexico.
The league was like, no, we can't let you do that.
I was just telling these guys before we went on that I love the midday show. And I am not usually a huge fan of sports radio shows.
Oh, look at this. Wait, this is big. So this could be. This is about to be the second show that Jason Leisure likes. Go on.
I love this show because, I've always thought everybody on the show, all three of you guys, is smart and funny. And those are my favorite qualities in people and in hosts. And I've always been a fan of Layla's. From before I met her, like I would hear her on the radio as the monthly visitor on Lawrence's show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoever this is, she's so funny. And she gets underrated.
She named the segment.
She gets kind of overlooked because she's a woman. But
no, that's just how I get hated on Twitter when you're like, you compliment me. And I was like, this is not going to end well. And it did not.
And my two favorite ways of people being funny is one, like the Michael Scott stridently confident, but often clueless. That's very funny.
Yes.
But my other one is adults having little kid sensibilities. And that's Marshall.
Yeah, that's
from
me.
As a listener, that's what I hear all the time. Like, I know Marshall's not 12, but sometimes it sounds like...
What am I wearing right now,
Jason? It's just his taste in movies, like I told him earlier. Simpleton.
Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
Yes, Grody, I'm gonna come get you. I know where you are right now.
Hey, well, actually, it's funny.
At the women's correctional facility, apparently.
What the hell happened in the last segment?
He got to the gate
and
realized no one was there.
Unlock me!
No.
Grody's a good ad, too, because I have been around Grody for 6 or 7 years now covering the Bears. And I've always respected him as a reporter, as a guy who asks good questions and knows what's going on and then comes on here and tells everybody what's going on. But I just wasn't aware. Don't take this in a bad way,
that's
Mark.
All right.
I just wasn't aware of how good you are at the desk too, like as part of hosting.
I
show.
Like that.
I appreciate that.
It's such a good show. It's really fun to listen to.
Seriously, thank you. That is very kind of you. And I like it when somebody compliments us or me, and I could genuinely return the compliment, because nobody asks better and more direct questions out of it. You complimented me on my questions. I'll compliment you on your questions, because you have the art of not adding extra words. Sometimes I use too many words still. Sometimes I disclaim too many times. You just go for it, and that is goodness, and I'm glad that I could genuinely
tell them what you told me in the elevator about Dallas.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
About Dallas. Oh, yeah. Dallas said that nobody from Chicago media should bother flying down, because there are not going to be any one-offs with their defensive coordinator this week.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I'm sure that you're on a list.
Do you feel
the
that
Christmas card list? Or?
No. It's not the Christmas card list. Hey, do not allow the into this facility list from Matt Eberflus.
Whose name is first on the list out of me and Layla?
I would think that you both are on the list. I would think the first name on the list is Mark Potash.
Yeah. I believe that.
He's on the list. I don't want him in my neighborhood.
And of course, my retort would be, that's cool. We'll just ask you how your defense did against the Giants.
Did I tell you did I tell you about my one-on-one interview with Ben Johnson in the summer?
No.
So I have not gotten a chance to get to know him that well. We haven't covered him that long, but we've been doing a bunch of press conferences, and then we sat down for a one-on-one in August, and the subject of the interview was, are you going to lie to everyone like all the previous Bears coaches, which he enjoyed. But when we sat down, I told him up front, I said, hey, I like to be really direct in the way I ask questions. And he stops me and he goes, yeah, I've noticed.
So already at that point.
He should appreciate it.
You last year during the losing streak, like those questions, I would just be like, yeah, keep going. Give him another one. Because direct is not even a fair way to, that you ask piercing questions.
Ooh. Like direct dart, and piercing.
They're just darts. Like, can you sustain another dart from Jason Leisure? Let's see how this goes.
But it comes from a place of wanting to be fair and treat people well.
Yeah.
Right. This is what I told Ben Johnson, and this is what I would tell anybody that I cover. You are never going to get asked a question by me or do an interview by me and then be surprised by what I write with it the next day. You're never going to read it and be like, oh, that's what he was. Oh, it was a sneak attack. Oh, he was trying to bait me into it. You're going to know exactly what I'm asking about and why I'm asking about it and what I think about it, because to me, that's fair.
Did you get a question in on the Zoom yesterday with Ben Johnson?
No, okay. I didn't. I was traveling back from Detroit during that, actually. I listened back to it later.
Is there anything that you would have asked? What would have been the first thing you would have wanted to ask?
You guys covered it, man. You guys were all over it.
No, I know, but it's like there's just so much. There's so much on the plate in terms of what we would want to ask the head coach of the Chicago Bears after a 52-21 loss. So
mollywhopping.
A mollywhopping. Mm-hmm. By the Detroit Lions yesterday. There's just so much, and it'll continue this week.
If I could ask him one thing, I don't know that there'd be any point to asking him this publicly, because I don't think he would answer this. But if I could ask him something and he would answer it, my question would be, I don't even know if I'd phrase it as a question. I'd say, this is a lot more work than you thought it was going to be, huh?
Fair.
Because I don't think he possibly anticipated, like he said in his introductory press conference, that Caleb was a big reason why he came here. And it should be. I get that. I get why you'd look at that talent and you'd see all the film and you would assume things about his talent. And then you would, on the other side, assume things about how bad that coaching staff was, which it was. It's a horrible coaching staff, even by Bears standards, and say, oh, I can fix it. I'll get this cooking right away. Mm-hmm. And it has been more, I'm sure that it has been more work than he expected.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Just like a lot of my relationships.
Here's what we got coming up on the show today. Nico Horner is going to join us in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to talking to the possible National League batting champion, Nico
Woo!
Horner.
Wow. Yeah.
He's got an opportunity with a few games left. Matt Forte is on at 3 o'clock. We've got two guys that were classmates at Tulane.
Just a couple of alums chopping it up.
That's what you guys are going to be doing. Matt Bowen is also on the show today, and I got a clip of Matt's son playing this past weekend. That young man is a problem. He is a problem. And got some get back against St. Ignatius. So we'll talk with Matt Bowen about that, and obviously mostly about the Bears. We've got a couple of questions about what Tom Brady was doing last night.
Coaching.
And how the league just continues to allow him to do that. And we'll talk about the construction of a roster. We're going to take a timeout. After that, Tanny's got an open, we hope. We will play it for you next on The Score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.